are Locked On Lions, your daily Detroit Lions podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
All right, let's do it, everybody. We played it on a Thursday, June 13th, and a Friday, June 14th. It is another edition of Locked On Lions right here on the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day. My name is Matt Derry. Thanks for listening, everybody, and joining me as we talk Detroit Lions football. And summer vacation is here. OTAs are done. Training camp or mini camp, workouts, everything else will be tabled now for a while. And the team will get back to work in late July, rookie camp, and then, of course, training camp. The Lions will get back to work and get ready for the preseason and the regular season, and hopefully a big 2019. Locked On Lions today brought to you in part by Hotels.com. Don't hate like your friend's trip. Book your own with Hotels.com and get rewarded basically everywhere. Hotels.com, be there, do that, get rewarded. And the show brought to you by Grip 6, ultra-lightweight belts, no holes, no flap, and it's a great Father's Day gift. Go to Grip 6. On the web, they got a special offer for you at grip6.com/lockedon. All right, big show here. We've got a trade. Yes, the Lions. No way. Bob Quinn was on the phone with Bill Belichick. Stunning. The Detroit Lions made a trade today. There is one less tight end in the tight end room. We'll tell you who that is coming up in a second here on Locked On Lions. Calvin Johnson, a Calvin sighting once again at another team's mini camp. No, Calvin and Allen Park. He's AWOL. He's MIA. No apology yet, apparently, from Rod Wood, because Calvin Johnson was at Atlanta Falcons camp today. Now, again, Calvin has a home in Atlanta and, of course, a home here in Detroit. So Calvin made the jaunt over to Falcons camp today. We'll also tell you about one of the stars of today's OTAs that the media saw. But we start with the news of the day. Darius Slay speaks. Now, listen, I don't want you guys as my listeners to go run and tell the guys at the Pride podcast that I was blasting them. I want you to tell them to listen as I want to give these guys some advice. First of all, I don't know who these people are. I don't know who these guys are. The Pride podcast is a Lions podcast, and it's these sounds like young guys, a bunch of guys who are fans, but have sources. They landed Darius Slay for an interview today and posted it on their site. And thank you to Dave Burkett from the Free Press for posting it in his article today. I listened to the interview with Darius Slay. It was about 25 minutes. Give these guys credit. They've landed interviews. They talked to Glover Quinn. And they've talked to Darius Slay. And we've used the audio, and I'm going to play the audio. And again, this is the Pride podcast. I want to give them the credit. But the interview was a really rough listen. Because unless Darius told them, don't ask me about my contract, don't ask me about me missing minicamp, and then at the very end, one of the guys asked him about it, I don't know how it all, I know how it works sometimes. Sometimes you are told by PR people not to go certain places. Then you do and you get in trouble, but you have to do it. Sometimes you get in contact with players, management, coaches, whomever, and they ask you not to do something and you don't do it. And then the listeners email or tweet or text into the shows and they say, can't believe you didn't ask those questions. Well, we couldn't have landed the interview if we didn't make a promise. I don't know if these guys had set something up with Darius Slay beforehand that they couldn't ask him about the news of the day. And the news is that he's a no-show and got fined over $80,000 for not being at mandatory minicamp. But anyway, I'm going to play you the audio. This was the question posed to Darius Slay 23 minutes into the interview. Now, to me, if I was doing the interview, that'd be the first question I ask him. All right, Darius, let's get this out of the way. What's going on with your contract? What's going on with the holdout? These guys waited 23 freaking minutes. I had to fast forward to find it and finally did so I could use it on my show. And again, I'm taking this audio courtesy of the Pride podcast and giving them credit. The interview was really, really a rough listen. It really was. Now, you learned a little bit something about Darius Slay. I'm going to get into that in a second. Let's get to the most important part. Here's the audio courtesy of the Pride podcast of Darius Slay talking about his future with the Lions.
You in training camp?
Would I be there?
Yeah.
Oh, we'll see. Time will tell.
Could you give us any updates about your deal? It's up to you if you don't want to. It's all you. It's all on you.
No, I'm good on that. I ain't getting into that. I'm let my agent and the organization kind of handle all that. I was just gonna be chill about it and see how it all playing out.
You got a heck of an agent, bro, Drew Rosenhaus.
Oh yeah, I need the best to get the best.
All right, so quick, short, and to the point. Big play, Slay seems like a really good guy. And he is a good guy. I've seen him walking around Somerset Mall with his daughter. I mean, he's a great guy. But Darius Slay has no-showed mandatory minicamp. You heard his answer right there. Not much there. Now, with that being said, and again, that audio courtesy of the Pride podcast, these guys asked him a lot of questions about his teammates, about playing for Patricia last year. Darius was very positive about the team. He had nothing but really good things to say about everybody. He talked about his mentors. He talked about mentoring the young guys. He said now that Glover Quinn is gone, he and Quandre Diggs are going to have to mentor the guys. He sounds like a guy, at least listening to this entire podcast, that sounds like a guy that is going to show up to training camp. Now, he didn't say it. I'm just spitballing here. But it sounds like Darius Slay isn't that upset. It didn't sound like Darius Slay is going to, you know, hold out and not show up. He plans on playing. You hear the rest of the show, and again, check it out. I'll plug these guys. It was rough at times to listen to be honest. But they got a lot out of Slay in terms of his personality. Again, I would have asked the holdout question first. I had to fast forward 22, 23 minutes just to find it. But Slay sounds like a guy that is planning on being there come training camp. Didn't say it in those words, but the way he was talking about which receivers he's going to go up against this year, and I think he did mention he's moving to Houston. I don't know if he was kidding about that. Who knows? But he sounds like a guy that plans on playing and playing for the Detroit Lions. All right, Locked On Lions, today you can hear us, of course, many different places, and that includes the Himalaya podcast app. It's free, super easy to use, and has every single podcast that you love or you're searching for. Find and download Himalaya on the App Store or Google Play Store. Don't forget to follow Locked On Lions once you're there. Coming up next, Lions make a trade. Welcome back, everybody, to Locked On Lions for this Thursday into a Friday. Lions make a move today. Tight end Michael Roberts. Peace. Former fourth-round pick Michael Roberts out of Toledo. Gone. The Lions have done a serious overhaul of their tight ends. Luke Wilson gone. Levine Toilolo gone. Michael Roberts now gone. Traded today to, shocking, the New England Patriots for a conditional 2020 seventh-round pick. I believe this was a seventh-round pick that the team acquired from the Atlanta Falcons. Matt Patricia commented today about it, saying, quote, "We have good competition in the room right now. We had an opportunity to move on from Mike and hopefully potentially get something moving forward. So it was a good opportunity for us as a team to do that and to build our team long-term." Of course, Michael Roberts spent two seasons with the Lions, caught 13 passes in his career in 2 years, and three touchdowns, including his two-touchdown game last year in Miami. 23 games, just 13 catches. Was suspended for the final game of his rookie year, of course, when he went AWOL the night before a game, if you recall that. He was a disappointment. And now that you look at the Lions' tight end room and you see first-round pick T.J. Hockenson, free agent pickup Jesse James, free agent pickup Logan Thomas, and Isaac Naught of the seventh-round pick, there was really no room for Michael Roberts anymore. And so now he has moved on to the New England Patriots. He'll be the next Gronk, knowing the Lions' luck. But I think it's a good move for the Lions. I mean, to get something for him, I guess. I thought they could do probably better than a conditional seventh-round pick. New England needing a tight end with Gronk gone, and they got Ben Watson, who won't start the season. He's got a four-game suspension. But, you know, I mean, what can you say about Michael Roberts? You saw the size, you saw the hands, and you saw in Miami last year in that 32-21 win on October 21st that there was something there. He had potential. He had talent. He has talent. And he's still very young. But it's obvious that this coaching staff, and Daryl Bevel now especially, coming over from as new offensive coordinator, that they just did not see Michael Roberts being in their plan. So the big fella moved on to the New England Patriots for a seventh-round pick. Now, guys that have been traded to the Patriots that have been disappointing here have obviously worked out quite well, including the great KVN, Kyle Van Noy. But, you know, 2017 fourth-round pick and doesn't work out. Bit of an indictment, I guess you could say, on Bob Quinn. But three touchdowns in 2 years and just catching 13 balls and having some issues. You know, I think right now you kind of knew he was going to be the odd man out. And when Jesse James signed that four-year, nearly $29 million deal, you knew he'd have a big role. T.J. Hockenson's number 8 overall. First-round pick, tight end, has to have a big role. Must be really good right away. Isaac Nauta, they like a lot as a seventh-rounder. Then, as I mentioned before, you throw in Logan Thomas, the former Virginia Tech quarterback converted to a tight end with the Bills. He's got some potential there. So there's your four tight ends right there. They're all going to make the team. And so Michael Roberts, odd man out. And there you go. Traded away. Patricia was asked how they're going to fill the 90-man roster spot. He said they have no immediate plans to do that. But Michael Roberts, no longer with the Lions, and now a member of the New England Patriots. So that'll be a situation to keep an eye on. And if New England and Bill Belichick and Josh McDaniels can get the most out of his talent. Michael Roberts is talented. There is some talent there. But after two seasons with Detroit, the Lions feel like they've upgraded, and now he is gone. Dave Burkett, I think, got a hold of Michael Roberts today, and he really wouldn't comment on the situation. But he is moving on. All right, a couple of news items from today as far as OTAs go. Everybody writing about it. Everybody saw this today. Kerryon Johnson made a fantastic touchdown grab down the field today in the team's final organized team activity practice of the spring. It was down the sidelines. It wasn't the greatest play of all time, but kind of underthrown, Tavon Wilson all over him, and Kerryon made a fantastic catch for a touchdown coming out of the backfield, I believe. And, you know, you look at the situation for the Lions, and I think one thing we're going to see more of is that Kerryon Johnson really hasn't had a lot of opportunities, both at Auburn and with the Lions, to show his pass-catching abilities. And, you know, he made a couple of grabs today. He continues to show he's got good hands. And it just goes to show that the second-round pick from last year has got to be on the field and got to be on the field a lot. Is he going to be a bell cow guy that carries the ball 25 times a game? No, I don't think so. That's why they got C.J. Anderson. That's why they brought back Zach Zenner. But you wonder, now that Kerryon Johnson is showing, whether it's OTAs, minicamp, whatever, that he is able to catch the football out of the backfield, what does this mean for Theo Riddick? Is Theo Riddick going to be a lock to make the 53-man roster when this team breaks camp in early September? Because if Kerryon's catching the ball out of the backfield, that could be money freed up. That could be, you know, another special team spot opened up for maybe a younger running back. So keep an eye on this, because Theo Riddick has been the Lions' primary out of the backfield pass catching back. Seems like forever, the last few years. But Kerryon Johnson has made huge strides. Caught 32 balls last year. Who knows? Maybe he catches 50, 60 balls this year. And with the way the Lions are going to want to check down Charlie, this offense under Matthew Stafford, it wouldn't surprise me in the least if maybe Kerryon Johnson caught more passes, leading to the end of the Theo Riddick era. And a guy like Ty Johnson, the sixth-round pick from Maryland making the team. Got a lot of speed. So we'll have to wait and see on that. You can follow me on Twitter at Derry Speaks, D-E-R-Y Speaks, and also, of course, the Matt Derry Facebook fan page, Locked On Lions for you today. All right, so today, Kelsey Conway, who covers the Falcons, let's see who she's with, for the it looks like the Falcons website, posted a picture today. Calvin Johnson is here for the Falcons' last day of minicamp, talking to owner Arthur Blank and head coach Dan Quinn. So I tweeted out, "Up, here we go. Tour stop rolls into the ATL." Because, of course, Calvin has made the rounds going around to different teams. And, of course, I've got people telling me to stop hating and everything else. And, look, here's the bottom line. The bottom line is this. Rod Wood, the Lions president, has said it is a priority to get Calvin Johnson back in the fold. And it's the next thing I need to be doing, he said a couple of weeks ago. And I got to pick up the phone. There has obviously been zero. Maybe I'm wrong on this. But as the Lions continue to practice and have OTAs and have mandatory mini camps, and Calvin Johnson isn't there to help tutor a guy like Kenny Golladay, to help make a guy like Marvin Jones better, to help work with a guy like Travis Fulgham, who was their sixth-round pick, it just goes to show, is this a priority for Rod Wood or not? Because now here's Calvin at Falcons camp. I'm taking Calvin's side here. Lions, figure this shit out already. Oh, it's a priority for us. Well, is it? If it is, call him and apologize. Call him up and say, "Calvin, really, really sorry about how I treated you and what I said to you that day you retired in the hallway there outside of Coach Caldwell's office. Me asking you about your bonus was a Bush League move by me, and I apologize. Now let's sit down and talk and have a meeting and talk about the bonus, and let's figure this out and get you back in the fold." Has that phone call been made yet? Because Calvin's gallivanting around to other teams, helping their people out, showing up and maybe barking a few things to the receivers there. "Hey, Julio Jones, do this, this, and this." Calvin Johnson is a valuable member of this franchise, used to be, that could help them now. And here we are on Twitter with, "Oh, here's Calvin at Falcons camp. When's he going to show up at Raiders camp again? When's he going to show up at Packers camp?" Because you know he's going to want to. He's got friends all over the league. And yet the Lions are holding camps and mini camps and OTAs, and he's not there. I'm not saying he has to become a coach. I'm not saying he has to be the next Barry Sanders and bury every hatchet in the world and be a team ambassador. And they pay Barry, by the way. But can we rectify this already so he can come to camp and help out? Rod Wood said it was a priority. I'm not seeing it. That'll do it for Locked On Lions for today. Don't forget to download the Himalaya app. Please don't forget to follow Locked On Lions once you are there. You can find it on the App Store or Google Play Store. We'll talk to you again next week.